Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Man! I do like that song. I have to tell you. I was jamming out. Sorry about that.
Yeah, you were.
I know it gets on your nerves. But
what's that?
Me jamming out and singing so loud.
Well,
sorry.
If you could only sing.
I don't care. I don't care.
I mean, that's the only thing missing.
Did you see that if you dance, that you're a happier person?
Really?
Yep. I know it's shocking.
Any kind of dance, doesn't matter. Two-step, whatever.
Doesn't matter. Line dance.
Break dance.
Break dances.
Do it all.
People that dance are happier people. Yeah. You should dance more.
I should.
Yes.
I was a champion break dancer at one time.
I know you were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won the U.S. title.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah.
Break dancing.
I didn't see the trophy yet.
I've never brought it in. I don't want to brag about it. They were held in Philadelphia back in, it was about 10 years ago. Boy, I tore it up.
10 years ago.
About 10 years
ago. I think it was out 10 years ago. I don't think
maybe it was 12 or 15. Time flies. But we were in Philadelphia.
I'm going to say breakdancing was in probably 25 years ago. 30.
Spin, 40. Twirl, jump, kick. Could do it all.
I don't remember the kick. Show me. Show me the kick.
Oh, I don't want to go back 15 years.
You sure? Let me see that kick. The jump, twirl, spin kick.
World champion.
Are you sure you're not doing karate moves? World champion breakdancer. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Let me write that down.
I was a world champion breakdancer back in, what year was that? Let's see.
Probably about 86.
No, it's like 2002. It was very recent.
I think it was more of it was about 86.
Oh, I'd put on my, Converse, my kicks. What we called them, kicks back in the day. Put on some knee pads because you did a lot of twirling on your knees.
Yeah. Is that what you were doing?
Yeah. And then I had to quit because I hurt my back.
Oh, that is a shame.
Yeah.
All right, can we move on from your breakdancing days?
Yeah.
You are a freak today.
Yeah. I wish I had video I could post.
Oh, my God. What are you doing? Anyway, love that song. Really appreciate it. All right. They say Saturday Night Live was hilarious
That's what I hear.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I was at Schneider's birthday party. But they say it was hilarious. They opened up with a spoof on Gayle King and the interview with R. Kelly. Here is that spoof.
I'm just going to ask you plainly. Have you ever held women against their will? Why would I do that? That would be stupid. How stupid would it be for me, R. Kelly, with all the crazy legal things that I've done in my past, on tape, and gotten away with, scot-free, to do it again? How stupid do you think I am? Is this the camera? No. No. That's the plan. Okay, guys, think for a minute. Use your brains. Why would I do these things? For 30 years, I gave y'all trapped in the closet, feeling on your boutique. Age ain't nothing but a number,
Robert.
And so many other clues.
I think I had to see it to really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens.
That's the way it is with Saturday Night Live, though. I mean, the setup, you know, like him looking into that plant as the camera. When you watch it, it's really funny, but the audio sometimes.
Well, let's try this one. This is Pete Davidson, who is talking about the age difference between himself and his new girlfriend, Kate Beckinsale.
Apparently, people have a crazy fascination with our age difference, but it doesn't really bother us. But then again, I'm new to this, so if you have questions about a relationship with a big age difference, just ask Leonardo DiCaprio, Jason Statham, Michael Douglas, Richard Gere, Jeff Goldblum, Scott Disick, Dane Cook, Derek Jeter, Bruce Willis, Harrison Ford, Tommy Lee, Alec Baldwin, Sean Penn, and whoever the president of France is, Mel Gibson, Billy Joel, Mick Jagger, Sylvester Stallone, Eddie Murphy, Kelsey Grammer, Larry King, Larry King,
and
Rod
BJ
Stewart
Harris.
And Donald Trump.
Somebody mentioned me?
Yeah.
Oh.
So he's saying that why is it not okay for him to date somebody that's 45? He's like, what, how old is he? Like 24?
Yeah.
And she's 45, but yet he's saying all those guys, you know, were 45 dating 25-year-olds.
Mm.
There's some, what do you call that when it's not right, when it's not equal the other way? It's, there's some
injustice.
Injustice. Some discrimination against that.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's pointing out. And why is that?
I don't know. I personally, I don't have a problem with it.
Well, I know you don't.
I don't care if he's dating an older woman.
No, but I mean, I know, but there's a lot of people think it's
weird.
Yeah,
I guess a lot of people think that it's weird, but the only thing weird about the two of them, it's not their age. It's the type of person they seem to be.
My son thinks it's really, really weird that his dad is way younger than me.
He does?
Yeah, he's like, Mom, why? Like, your dad was so much younger than you. Well, that's so weird. He can't, like, put his head around
it. Where does he get that from, though?
I don't know.
I mean, what's he seen that gave him that impression?
Maybe me going, ugh. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, a few of those. Yeah. That'll do it.
I'm kidding. I don't say bad things. It was a joke. All right, anyway. Let's see here. I'm not going to play the Gwyneth thing because I think it sucks. Sorry. All right, so just never mind. Nicki Minaj has canceled a concert and people are mad at her. Here is Nicki Minaj posting a video explaining why she canceled her concert.
These two cities that had technical issues were cities that I'd never been to before. And we tried to add them, but they just didn't have the power in the building to facilitate my show. And they didn't tell us that until 3 hours before the show, as opposed to once we did sound check, they said it was fine. But anyway, every artist has technical difficulties and have to cancel shows. I want to tell you guys that I love you dearly, and I really hope to make it up very soon.
Something's a little fishy there.
Fishy? It's an all-out lie.
A lie?
I mean, think about this. They book a show in an arena. It doesn't have enough outlets. That's what she said. It doesn't have enough power in the building for the size show she does.
I think
what
they
BS?
Forgot to. No, they forgot to bring their converters.
They have 220s. Come on. Does she really think anybody can believe what that excuse is?
I feel like it didn't sell out, or it didn't sell all the way.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Because remember when, oh my gosh, who was it, Kanye?
Kanye West came here, Pepsi Center.
He canceled his show because he said the props were broken.
Yeah. Oh. Well, they didn't arrive. Remember, they were on the truck, and they didn't get here in time, and some were broken, and all kinds of excuses. And it turned out that he had like half the Pepsi Center sold.
So that's what I'm guessing about Nicki Minaj. I don't know.
I've never heard the excuse that we booked it in a building that doesn't have the power to handle our show. Okay, that's crazy. That's the dumbest excuse I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, why is it even a venue then?
Exactly. And what does she do that bands like a Kiss or somebody else does it, or they do, that requires more power?
Yeah, I don't know.
Really weird.
Somebody said, you mean it's a double standard, Jamie, not an injustice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. It's a double standard. Men can date younger women. Women can't date younger men.
Right.
Double standard. Going back to... Hi, squirrel. What? Going back to Nicki Minaj. After she left the crowd without a concert, listen what happened. That was Cardi B with a French accent.
Oh.
Cardi B.
So they're chanting Cardi B?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, she uses that excuse of the power. They're already plugged in. Show's set to go. You know what I mean? It's already up and running. It's ready to go, and she just refuses to do the show.
Yeah, there's some iffiness about this. Somebody said, and they would have known earlier than 3 hours before. Because she said she didn't know until 3 hours before. She's so sorry. But if you knew there weren't outlets, you know before 3 hours.
They had no outlets. I've never heard that excuse.
There's no outlets.
That's crazy.
Today is National Napping Day, so everybody gets a nap in. What, you don't get a nap today, huh?
No.
Oh, you're so busy.
Busy day today.
So busy.
I'll make up for it this week.
It's really irritating me. Fox 31 is showing people napping, and it's pissing me off.
Yeah.
That makes me tired.
Yeah, well, they're not napping right now. That's got to be from last year's napping day. That's old footage.
It's old napping footage?
Yeah, because the nappers haven't happened yet.
Another thing is going viral, friends. I put it on Facebook. It's so stupid. It's called the triangle dance.
Yeah, I saw it.
So y'all hold hands, three of you, and then you jump in and out, and it's, I don't know, it's just look at it on Facebook. It's called triangle dance. It looks like somebody's going to lose a leg.
Yeah. It's kind of like juggling, only you're dancing.
Yeah, it is kind of like juggling. That's a great way to explain it.
Yeah.
The world's oldest lady has been named by the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, really?
116 years old from Japan.
Do we know her? Was she at Bar Bingo?
She was at Bar Bingo. Yes, her name is Connie.
Look, I'm not saying that it appeared several people were older that were at Bar Bingo. That's not what I'm saying. It was a joke. It's another Bar Bingo joke left over.
You better stop on the Bar Bingo. 116 years old from Japan.
She looks pretty darn sprite for a 116, doesn't she?
You guys, she's 116 and she can walk.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's crazy.
That's pretty good.
116 and she can walk.
Yeah.
And she waved her hands and stuff.
Just tells you, you got to eat more fish, people.
Well, isn't that...
It's a Japanese... cuisine.
But isn't she over by Chernobyl or something?
It's a staple.
Not Chernobyl. What's the, what happened? Where did it leak?
Fujiyama.
Fujiyama.
I don't know.
I think she's over there by that.
I don't think it's got anything to do with with that accident. I think it's more about her diet. You know, the Japanese people, they eat so much fish that they say that they're healthiest people in the world.
Yeah, but what about the mercury in the fish and all the pollutants in the fish?
I don't know.
Speaking of fish, which I'm not going to, I'm going to talk about a whale. But what is that story about that guy that got sucked into a whale's mouth?
Jonah?
No,
that's an old story.
Listen, a man went through a whale's blowhole.
Isn't Jonah an old story, Sean?
It is an old
story. So there was a guy, listen, and he got caught in a current, and he got sucked into a blowhole of a whale.
Sean?
Yo.
Can you go to Snopes?
True story.
It's a true
blowhole.
Well, I can't
in a blowhole.
Verify
well,
how
you know
he got inside the whale, but
you know how big a blowhole
he
is?
Was inside. Yeah.
Look, here, it's like this. That's the blowhole.
Wow.
It's about that big, right there.
This
about the size of a baseball.
This whale had an enlarged blowhole.
He had an abnormal blowhole.
Yes.
So there was a current in the water off of the coast of South Africa. Anyway, number one, he describes what happened.
Oh, number one?
Number one, yeah.
It got dark, and I felt some pressure on my hip. And once I felt the pressure, I instantly knew a whale had grabbed me. And the next moment, I kind of felt that the whale was turning either way and that the pressure was released. And then I was washed out of the mouth. In all the years, never ever a situation occurred like that. And I'm sure it was a surprise for the whale as well. It was an interesting experience for me, but surely nothing I want to do again.
Went through the blowhole, came out the mouth. It's a crazy story.
I don't think that's what happened. Uh-huh. I think he got sucked into the mouth and then spit back out.
Nope, he got sucked. The story says the big current sucked him into the blowhole, shot him out of the mouth.
Well, that's just crazy. That is one crazy story. Huh.
And through his abnormal blowhole. Crazy. You didn't hear that, Bart?
No, but I'll go with it. I mean, I can't prove it wrong. I don't have anything to back it up that you're lying, so I'll go with the blowhole.
Why would I lie?
Yeah.
Shoot.
Seems like a serious condition, though, an abnormal blowhole.
It really does.
I hope it's not contagious.
It really does. Hey, listen to this. This is my final story. Mark Zuckerberg has a secret panic button that leads to a chute that shoots him down a slide, like one of those airplane slides,
yes,
into the parking lot.
It's Zuckerberg.
What did I say?
Not Zuckin.
Oh, my God.
Just say it.
Out of everything that's wrong on this show, that's what you're going to fix?
Well, it's a start.
Anyway, he has a secret panic chute. It says that Mark, apparently has a secret panic chute underneath his conference room just in case he needs to make a quick escape. Huh. I guess he pushes a button and then this huge slide comes out underneath his office and it leads to a car that's waiting below.
So Zuckerberg has an abnormal chute.
He has a chute that just...
Kind of like a blowhole?
It's kind of like... No, isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah. It's kind of like Batman.
It is kind of like
Batman. You know, Batman, when he had to make the big decisions to go after the Penguin, he would have to jump in on that pole and slide down and go to the Batmobile. That's Zuckerberg. He probably has the getaway car down there.
Yeah, they said they have a car that's completely charged, ready for him to take off.
Yeah, he's gone. He can disappear.
That's crazy, isn't it?
I wish I had one of those.
Well,
that would be cool.
They actually make this thing for fires, and it's like this big. You blow yourself up like a big bouncy ball.
Yeah.
And you get inside it, and then you have somebody roll you out.
Huh? That sounds fun.
Who's gonna stick around to roll you out?
Great point.
You know what I'm saying? Hang on a second. I know the house is on fire, but let me blow myself up here. You roll me out.
Right.
Yeah. How you going to work that deal out?
And then
you
get out. The rollie. Never
mind. It may have some flaws. I do like the abnormal shoot, though.
All right. There you go. I'm done. Tablet trash.
Boy, that was a good report.
Sorry.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.